You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
The first day on 93 WIBC. We're brought to you by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. They are the professionals in the big black trucks. They are an Indiana original as well. If you need them, go to bigblacktrucks.com. Joining us now is the original Indiana original. It's Mel McMahon. Hello, Mel.
Good morning, Terry. I've missed you.
I've missed you, too. We had the State Fair broadcast last week. Well, we're back in studio this week, and that means I get to see you.
I am so happy to be here. You know, this is one of my favorite times of the week because I love building stronger and healthier communities.
Me too.
And that's what we do with Indiana Originals. And that's what we want you to help do as well. You can go to IndianaOriginals.com, become a community member, learn more about local businesses and how you can support them faster and easier. And every Sunday on the show, we bring you a new member or a different member, not necessarily new to us,
yeah,
but maybe new to you, to learn about what they do, what they have going on, and how you can support their business. So today, I'm so excited to have Tony Sandlin of Midwest Balloon Rides. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You've had a pretty busy couple weeks. You were part of the State Fair grand opening day, weren't you?
That's right. Yeah, we flew State Fair day, grand opening day, and we went to the west. We flew towards 46 and Lafayette Road. There was 14 balloons in the air, and it was an awesome sight, and I think everybody loved that was there. That got up early. You have to get up early to see that, but it was a great day.
Such a tradition. I mean, it's such a tradition with the fair. That's how we open it. There's been some scary times I always remember of them landing on I-70. You know, there's been some chimes that were a little challenging, but it is a tradition, and without it, it's just not the same. You got to have that to kind of kick things off formally. Tony, I see you all over the place, including some of the bridal fairs in town, because riding in a hot air balloon is such a special event, and I sometimes forget that it's a great gift idea.
Absolutely. It's that special birthday thing, special anniversary, or just something somebody's always wanted to do and hasn't done it yet.
Yeah. Where does your love of hot air ballooning come from?
You know, it started off with an ad in the newspaper that I answered, and I became a crew person, and from there I got a balloon, and now we have 5 balloons, and I've traveled all over the world in them. But I really like flying here locally in Indiana, getting people up for something that they haven't done and seeing things they've never seen from the angle that we can see it.
It's such a different perspective. I've had the privilege of going up in a hot air balloon with Tony,
yeah,
and a TV crew, so it was a little crowded, but it was an amazing perspective of our state. Like, it is
beautiful.
Just so beautiful.
You forget how much greenery we still have.
Yes.
In this day and age when everything is growing, meaning building wise,
yes,
and suburbs are just blossoming, but we still have a lot of green.
Well, and there's so much that goes into the ride too. You know, you get up there and you can really enjoy it, but you know, learning, you know, the safety factors of it, right? There's so much science behind it. Are you going to have a soft landing or not? There's so much more that goes into it than just, you know, what you might see on TV or that kind of thing. Tell us about the science side of it, because I know you do a lot of education around hot air ballooning as well.
Well, how balloons work is very tricky. You know, it's heating cold air to make it rise. But the other really safety factor of ballooning is weather. Weather, we are so dependent on it. We cancel more often than we fly, unfortunately, here in Indiana. But August and September are kind of our good months. And that's kind of the fun thing about the State Fair, too. It kind of rolls out our best time of the year for us to go fly. So there's a lot of factors that go into it. A lot of people want to go a certain date, and we try to make that happen, but sometimes it gets canceled, and you have to be a little bit patient with it. But when it happens, it's great. Our record for cancellations is 13. I mean, we've had somebody cancel 13 times.
Wow.
But it was a great ride when it finally happened.
Was that a proposal?
It wasn't a proposal.
How many proposals do you have up in those hot air balloons?
Yeah, we have quite a few. We have 3 coming up this month. So we do a lot of proposals. We've taken up a lot of fun people.
Oh.
You know, Vice President Mike Pence and Karen have flown with me and their 3 kids a couple years ago.
Oh, that's
so we've had
cool.
A lot of fun people go with us.
And you have a very unique basket as well, something really special that not a lot of people in the Midwest have access to. Tell us about that.
Right. We have 3 baskets that have doors, and more importantly, we have one that is equipped to take a wheelchair. So someone can sit in their wheelchair, harnessed in, so if we have a bumpy landing, they're okay. And then the door is clear, so they can see out the door.
Isn't
and we can
something?
Turn the balloon,
wow,
and they can see out just like anybody else can. It makes it really nice. for people that wouldn't be able to do that in the normal situation.
That is so cool. I'm sorry, go ahead, Mel.
I was going to say, that's just what makes it so special, yeah. Right? And that's what makes our Indian original business owners so special is, you know, they're thinking about more than just themselves. You know, it's like, how can we give people a great experience? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people haven't had the opportunity to ride in a hot air balloon, but you want to give them that opportunity. It may be an opportunity to do a few other things, too. Tell us about your bucket list event.
Yes, we have a special show coming up, and we're calling it the Bucket List Trade Show, which people don't understand what that is, and I'm finding different ways to kind of present that. But what we're doing is we're having a show up at Tomwood Aviation on September 12th, and it's limited to 250 people because I don't want too many people there because I don't want people to wait in line too long to do things. But you'll get to take a tethered hot air balloon ride. You'll get to take a helicopter ride up to about 500 feet. And while you're waiting in line, we're going to have the Cincinnati Circus there entertaining with three acts. We're going to have DJ Sunny Moon there DJing with the tunes. We're going to have dinner there for you from Barbecue and Bourbon and Tijuana Flats. We're going to have a special dessert going on. And then there's going to be a lot of other booths there with bucket list things.
Such a good idea.
Jumping out of a plane, buying a Tesla, Harley Davidson. We're going to have some different people there that'll kind of show you things that you may have thought that are on your bucket list, and maybe they will become your bucket list. And also we're going to have, you get a couple drinks, limited to two, so we don't get you too intoxicated.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Good thinking.
Exactly. But it'll be a fun night, and the price is $135, which is actually about half of a balloon ride.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to go out and sample it and see if you want to do a balloon ride. It's going to be a short tether ride. We're going to go up to about 80 feet. You'll look around, see what you think. And when we go out and do these tethered rides, people either, two things happen. I can't wait to do a real balloon ride, or no, that was good enough. I can say it's on my bucket list now. I don't want to go any higher than this.
So what it's a, just great
a great
idea.
Way to sample it.
Yeah, it really is. So you're saying if I would come to this event, that I would kind of get a taste of each of these things that you have maybe on your bucket list? You get a little, like you doing a tethered ride. There'll be other things for us to actually be involved with and participate in?
Yeah, the two main things you'll be doing is getting to go up in a helicopter. The Freedom Helicopter is going to be there taking you up to about 500 feet and going around the airport, and then you'll get the balloon ride. But you're going to get the opportunity to talk to about 10 or 12 vendors that are bucket list type of items. We're going to have a company there that does ballroom dancing. Maybe you want to learn how to ballroom dance. Travel agent there. Maybe you wanted to go to Alaska and they'll be able to talk to you about it. So a lot of different things like that. And we're going to feed you and the entertainment portion of it, because we want to keep you busy while you're waiting in line to do these couple things.
Well, and such an important part of achieving that dream or achieving that bucket list item is knowing where to start.
Exactly.
You know, so many people just kind of freeze in place because they don't even know where to start.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always have to be inspired. I have to see it in front of me first. I'm not good at thinking of what it could be. But if it's in front of me, then maybe it becomes on my list. It goes on my list. Where is this event, Tony?
It's going to be at Tomwood Aviation at the airport there.
At the airport. That's what I wanted to make sure. Tomwood Aviation at the airport. The Indianapolis International Airport?
No, this is the one in Fishers at 96 in Allisonville. They've got this great hangar where they do events. They're going to have some planes on display, helicopter on display, and some other things. They do a lot of events up there, and it's kind of a nice, unique place to do an event right on the runway. So there might be some planes taking off as we're doing our balloon rides and helicopter rides also.
Yay. I love this
I
one.
Know. Let's go, Terry. Really, we should go. How do people get tickets?
They can go to 4bucketlist.com, the number 4bucketlist.com, and on there they can see all the information of what's included. They can get signed up, and again, it's going to be September 12th. It's a Thursday evening from 6:30 to 9:30, and we're looking forward to it being a lot of fun. And even if you decide you don't want to do another balloon ride, at least you get to go on a balloon ride on that night.
Yeah, and if people do want to take a balloon ride, how do they get a hold of you?
MidwestBalloonRides.com. All the information's on there. Our prices, our calendar, everything's right there. If you want to call and talk to us, we're glad to do that. But we make it really easy to see what we do and how to do it and get booked.
And Tony, one more thing. We are going into the school year, and I know you do a lot of talks at elementary schools. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we do some talks where we go into schools. Usually the third grade through sixth grade is a good age for that. And we bring an old balloon into the gym. We set it up, and kids actually get inside the balloon, not with the heat part, just the cold air part. And they sit around, and we tell them the history of ballooning. You know, ballooning got started in 1783. A lot of people don't know that. Pilots first came from hot air balloons. That's the first time anybody ever left the ground was in a balloon. So we talk about that. We talk about the history and ballooning and all that kind of thing. So we really educate them on the history, the science, and then the possible career. There's actually a shortage of hot air balloon pilots out in the West Coast. You can make a very nice career making six figures if you're willing to move out the West Coast flying balloons.
Wow. Who knew? Wasn't the very first race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway a hot air balloon race?
There was a hot air balloon race before there was ever a race car race.
That's why there's a balloon in one of the turn restrooms that's on the balloon. And there actually was, during the race, I can't believe you haven't heard this, Mel.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so during this balloon race, one of the balloons actually toppled over what was the women's restroom as it slid across. And so to mark that moment forever, that's why there is a hot air balloon that is on one of the women's restrooms out at the track.
I had no idea.
In that very spot.
And I
had
no idea. I knew that. So yeah? Yes, very good.
I love
she
that
knows
story.
Her history.
Oh
yes.
My goodness. Well, Tony, thank you so much for coming in today. I'm so excited for this bucket list event.
It's going to be fun.
You know, going up in a hot air balloon was just the experience of a lifetime. So thank you very much for that. And if you want to learn more, of course, he's at IndianaOriginals.com as well. And we'll get this event up on IndianaOriginals.com too.
Sounds good. Thank you guys.
Thank you very much. The news is next. 93 WIBC and WIBC.com.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45. I'm going back to Indiana. And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.